as the eye can wander, heath and bog are everywhere. Not a bird sings out to cheer us, oaks are standing gaunt and bare. We are the peat bog soldiers, we're marching with our spades to the bog. Up and down the guards are pacing, no one can go through. Flight would mean a sure death facing, guns and barbed wire greet our view.
Hi folks, you just heard, this is Bill Resnick, you just heard Bela Osterecht, an interview with me on the Catalan struggle for independence from Spain, followed by the great anti-fascist song that was Paul Robeson singing. It was the Peat Bog Soldiers. The song was composed in the earliest Nazi concentration camps. That was between 1933-34 and 35 and 36, before those men were all killed. They were marching off to the bogs to the Peat Bog Soldiers to get fertilizer and fuel for the Nazi machine, and then they knew they were being killed. The Peat Bog Soldiers, the song that the socialists and communists both together composed and sang in the concentration camps, it became the anti-fascist anthem in World War II, including for the international brigades during the Spanish Civil War. It then became a song of resistance during the Second World War, at least for the left. That war preceded, the Spanish Civil War preceded World War II. The U.S., of course, stayed neutral, effectively supporting the fascists. And after the fascists were defeated, the Western, quote, democracies supported the fascist Franco. Why? Because they were afraid that the Free Spain and Free Catalonia, especially, would move towards socialism of a very different variety, perhaps, than the Soviet Union. That would be the hope, certainly among the Catalans. The concentration camps appear to be the one place where socialists and communists cooperated in the war, not cooperated before the war. That is, the German socialists and communists, they cooperated in the concentration camps. They didn't cooperate in Germany. They survived. Some of them did better in the concentration camps and lived longer because they were cooperating. Of course, had they cooperated in the war, on the outside, in Germany in the early 1930s, the socialists and communists would have won the 1937 election and Hitler would not have come to power. The socialists and communists together got more votes than Hitler, but Hitler got more votes than either of them, became the premier, and of course set himself on a program to kill everybody who opposed him. So it's a long story. Although, had they cooperated, they probably would have lost anyway to the fascists, because in the pre-World War II period, the people in power, mostly liberals, did not control the courts or the police or the army, who were very conservative. And they turned to the fascists to restore law and order. So Hitler, of course, when he did a coup, had 6 months of luxurious jail time, and communists and socialists were all being executed. That is, by the courts and the army, even in that pre-World War II period. Anyway, that's a good lesson for today's anti-fascists. It really doesn't do any good to throw marbles at police and to see them as your enemy. We have to reform change the police and change policing in very, very different ways. Anyway, this is Bill Resnick commenting on the rise of fascism and how to confront it.